This time, we're talking with a US e-commerce and dropshipping expert, but Ernest Epps is also a sought-after trainer who has spoken at countless events around the world. He's helped thousands of entrepreneurs to scale their businesses. So Ernest, welcome. It's great to meet you.
Yes, indeed. Excited to be here.
Well, maybe we could start with a quick overview of how you got started.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing was that I got started, it was a not so nice or sexy start in a sense, right? Because ultimately what ended up happening was I got fired from my corporate job. You know, the cute version to say is like, I got let go, right? But at the end of the day, you got fired, right? It's just like saying let go just sounds better, right? So when that happened, man, it crushed my soul. At that point, right? Because personally for me, you know, it was, I had the dream job, right? Meaning that, you know, I was in like my early mid 20s. And so I was making almost a six-figure year income. The company was paying for my car, they're paying for my cell phone, they're paying for my gas. They were flying me all over the US. I was managing projects for billion-dollar brands. And so, I mean, I just thought this was it. Like, I made it. Like, this is where I'm at, man. And I thought I was going to be the CEO of that company. I was going to work there for 40 years. I mean, had you talked to me at that particular time, you couldn't have told me nothing different. So I was all in. I was sold on the company. And then I just got a phone call one day that the company was restructuring, and they were restructuring me out of the restructure. And so, man, it did something terrible to me personally, and it just broke me mentally and spiritually. I mean, I tell people I cried like a baby. Like, I mean, it was, I mean, not like that, like, you know, really sad cry. I mean, that ugly cry, you know, snot, tears. I couldn't breathe. I almost had a panic attack. It was terrible. And it was mainly because, like, at the time, I didn't realize it, but, like, the job was kind of, like, also my identity, and I was kind of tied to that, and I didn't realize mentally and spiritually I was kind of wrapped up in all that. And so when that happened, I was just like, I'm never going to work for anyone else again. I got to figure out how to do something in my life.
And how old were you at that point, Ernest?
Yeah, so I was roughly probably about 24, 25-ish at that point.
Right, okay. Because, I mean, I guess you're right. Your job can become your identity. And it's only when that's taken away that sometimes you realize that the two things have actually overlapped so much with each other. So that was when you were 24. And then what happened next?
Yeah, so after that happened, I ultimately, you know, went on the path of trying to figure something out. So, I mean, no joke. Shortly after that happened, I ended up going to Barnes & Noble. Like most people probably don't go to bookstores anymore, but I literally walked in the bookstore and I was like, I'm going to start a business. And then I went to the business section and I said, I got to find me a business. Because I was just like, I got to find out what to do. So I went to Barnes & Noble and just started searching around. And then honestly, the first thing it led me to was social media marketing, right? So I kid you not. I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I just learned how to do fundamental things really, really well. And they make it just look like I'm a rock star. But I just do the fundamentals with just so much tenacity and, you know, consistency and persistence that it just makes this, you know, massive, you know, success, right? But I bought Social Media Marketing for Dummies. That's where I started. That right. I bought the Four Dummies book. Because I mean, I was like, shoot, I'm a dummy. I don't know anything about this. Let me go that direction. And so, you know, from there, it just led me to just getting educated in just like the space. Because what ultimately happened was I ran across a quote from Warren Buffett where he said, if you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you're going to work until you die. And I said, well, Warren, sign me up for that sleeping money, buddy. But how do I get it? So that led me to bucketing what I felt were the best vehicles for entrepreneurship, which it boiled down to three things. It boiled down to the stock market, obviously, because that's, you know, Warren's lane, and then real estate, and then e-commerce, right? Because all of those vehicles will allow you in some way, shape, or form to make money while you sleep, as well as those are also vehicles that have allowed people to create massive amount of success, right? We look at the, you know, the Bezos and the owners of Wayfair and, you know, the Jet.coms and, you know, again, for the e-commerce side. And then we look at, you know, stock market, obviously you got the Warren Buffetts, the Ray Dalios, and then in the real estate, I mean, they say, I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but it's like 80 or 90% of millionaires, like, you know, have real estate or became millionaires as a result of real estate. So it's like, okay, cool. we got our three, right? So it was like stock market. So I started dissecting and learning a little bit more about the stock market when I was just like, well, I ain't got no money for a stock market. So I'm like 20% of a little bit, even if I did get 20, which is like way past the norm, like it's still a little bit. Like 20% of $200 is like $40. That's, I can't pay any bills with $40. So that was like, all right, let's check out the real estate stuff. And now at the time, I didn't understand that there were strategies in real estate that would allow you to get started with a lower barrier of entry, but still you do have to bring some money to the table. So I was like, well, real estate, I mean, to really make some, like, again, to make the type of income I was making from my corporate job, you'd have to bring a lot of money to the table. So now it's like, okay, this e-commerce thing. And then I was just like, well, like, I could really get started with a couple hundred dollars. And then more importantly, e-commerce, especially when you're running an online retail store, leveraging the power of dropshipping, there is no other vehicle, in my opinion, that anyone's ever showed me where you could have the amount of leverage that you can with the online store, meaning that you can have millions of dollars of inventory. So when I was working in the corporate space, I was managing a contract for, I'll let you guys do the research, it's the number one revenue generating company in the world. Okay, so you guys go do some homework. Their name starts with a W. I'll even give you a hint. So I was managing 77 of those stores from a staffing perspective from South Carolina to Massachusetts, right? So basically like the East Coast of the United States. So I was just like, so you're telling me I could have millions of dollars in inventory that I don't have to pay for upfront. And then when a transaction happens, I get to get the profit of the transaction first, then pay for the purchase order after the fact. I was like, holy crap, right? Like imagine like you had a whole portfolio of like real estate that you didn't have to put any money out of your pocket legitimately. And then you could collect all the benefits of all the transactions that occur, whether it's like cash flow or, you know, exit, or if you're doing a fix and flip project, it just doesn't exist in real estate, right? So it was just like, sign me up for that, right? Because also at the end of the day, the internet doesn't shut off. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It just doesn't turn off. So I was like, that's the vehicle that and direction that I need to go.
I think one of the interesting things as well, Ernest, is that you're right. The internet is on 24/7. But also, one of the biggest shopping days of the year is Christmas Day, when lots of physical stores actually closed. So it means that, you know, you can, as you say, make money while you sleep. I know a lot of people who, you know, they make money by not sleeping. They sleep the least amount because they want to make as much money as they can. So they stay awake as long as they can. For anybody who perhaps hasn't discovered what e-commerce is or drop shipping, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yeah. So specifically, e-commerce is just like it sounds, is commerce on the internet, right? And I always like breaking down the root words of everything, because most people have the wrong misconceptions, honestly, because we have marketers on the internet, both through like Facebook ads and YouTube and all that stuff. And they strive to make things sound more attractive than what they naturally are, in a sense of just trying to convince you to purchase something, right? Where I like to empower people with the real insight and information, so then you can just make an educated decision, right? So getting back to e-commerce again, it is commerce on the internet, if you look at the actual true definition of e-commerce. Now, specifically with e-commerce, you have different forms of e-commerce. Obviously, you have the fact of like having a blog website. You have, you know, starting a service-based business. You have running an agency. Those are all businesses that can exist on the internet, right? Now, within that subsector of e-commerce, specifically, I chose to go the route of having an online retail store, meaning I have a store on the internet, just like what Jeff Bezos did back in 1990, wherever he launched Amazon, right? And that's how he started. He started off with e-commerce with an online retail. So why do I say online retail? Because you are still a retail store, but just on the internet, again, online, right? Because then now, once you're able to develop the right type of relationships with brands, you can now leverage the concept of drop shipping, which the funny thing is, if you actually, and I just recently did this, I had no idea either. If you look up if you start doing research on drop shipping, most people think it's something new. Like it's a new fad, it's a new concept. It's like this whole mythological thing that just took the internet by storm and like it's going to disappear. Number one, when you actually research what dropshipping is, the exact definition of dropshipping is when a transaction happens, you forward the purchase order. Listen to the language. You forward the purchase order over to either a retailer, a supplier, a wholesaler, or manufacturer who then processes that and ships the good directly to the customer.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
That is the real definition of dropshipping, like literally, right? So when you, again, getting to the root of everything. So I say that because I was just so appalled when I researched this. The first like notion of like dropshipping in and of itself actually is dated all the way back to the 1800s.
Wow.
Like really, like you can research that. Like the first, like people said, I'm dropshipping. Like there is documentation all the way back to the 1800s because again, it is a fulfillment mechanism. Like that's why, again, I was fortunate enough to just come from the retail space from an offline perspective. So I kind of understood a little bit of kind of like what was going on, but I wasn't in operations of like the retail stores themselves, right? I was more so helping on like the staffing and inventory management. So when I started learning like about these different things, I'm like, oh, wow. And so along with that, what ended up happening specifically online was the fact that you were able to tap in potentially to like, you know, overseas suppliers and vendors and things of that nature. But that is the absolute wrong way, terrible way to actually run a real online business because the lead time's longer, product quality, damage control, returns, like your whole operations is completely shot. So it doesn't matter how much sales that you're doing. If your back end and operations and fulfillment process is, you know, ran by a company that you can't even barely have a conversation with, that's going to be a problem for long-term success. So what I did was I started, again, just looking at, we've all heard, potentially, you may not have heard this, but quite a few people that have gained some success for themselves understand this notion. Success leaves clues. I'm gonna say it again. Success leaves clues. So what I decided to do almost 10 years ago was that I said, let me look at the top, you know, online retail businesses in the world and let me see how they run business. Not this, no offense if you're this age, but like, you know, your early 20s, like mid 20s. Again, even though I was at that place when I was going that direction, I was like, I need to go study adults, not some YouTuber that barely has any facial hair that looks like he hasn't even sprouted any armpit hair or nothing like that yet. Like he's barely getting to life. And I'm just like, I need to go study like real corporate people like that, like do this for real. So I looked at the top 100 retail companies, again, looking at the Amazon, looking at the Walmarts, looking at, again, even though like Target and Walmart and all of them all have offline, you know, physical retail stores, I said, let me look at their business operations. And I'm like, okay, the number one thing that can be seen symbiotically is that they're not working with fly-by-night random companies that no one knows who the heck they are. When you walk into a Target, you're going to see branded products. When you go on a Amazon, you're going to see branded products. So I was like, so the thing in retail is actually developing relationships with real brands. I was like, okay, cool. So do they still allow for the concept of dropshipping, even if you're a small, like, newer company? And the answer is yes. Like, and a lot of them are super open to the concept of working with new businesses, because the main thing that most of the bigger brands, because again, I work with Samsung, Panasonic, LG. I mean, I got contracts with them when I was like brand new. And the main thing that they're looking for is just that you're a legit business, right? Like that you're a registered entity, that you have a real business phone number, you have a business email, you have a business website, right? So it's just like very, very simple things that you just have to do that, again, online on the internet, you go to YouTube and everybody and their grandma was like, oh yeah, you don't got to register a business. You can just put up a website, upload some products, turn on some traffic, you just start getting paid. And I was like, I was smart enough in order to like understand that, hey, there's a better way to do that. And also that doesn't make any sense because like these big brands, like why would these companies want to work with me if like they can't even like take a look at who I am, right? So I started diving into that segment and realizing that there's a lot of brands out here that are open to the concept of leveraging the power. And that's why I always say leveraging the power of dropshipping, because dropshipping is not a thing. Like, it's not a noun. It is an adjective, or more so like a verb, describing a process of what your fulfillment mechanisms are, meaning that it just goes directly from the manufacturer's warehouse direct to consumer. Like, that's it. And even, and most people don't know this because you're just so inundated in just going to a particular business's website and just ordering your transaction or purchasing your, you know, product or whatever the case is. But when you go to, for example, to like a Home Depot or even like a Walmart or something of that nature, getting to like regular retail, if you cannot pick the product up in store or ship to site, that is a 100% indicator that that brand that you're, for the product that you're getting ready to purchase, is actually being drop shipped from the manufacturer's facility. Like, uh-huh. That's how you know.
Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. And credibility, as you say, is one of the key aspects to your business. Mm-hmm. When you first got going, Ernest, I mean, what was the when did you know that you were onto something with this? When did you have your earliest success?
Oh, so after I built the store, turned on ads, I got my first sale in like the first, it was like 40 hours or something like that. Wow. So it was crazy because I was driving home from church. I was pulling into the neighborhood, and then, you know, we heard that infamous cha-ching, and I was just like, oh, what is that? I was like, I don't got a notification for a cash register on my phone. And so I looked, and I was just like, holy crap, somebody bought something. And I was just like, man, that's probably a scam. You know, so when I got home, I was pulling in the neighborhood, I was just like, all right, let me call this person. Like, let me see what's going on. And then I called, and I was just like, I don't remember what the customer name is. Just say Bob. Like, hey, is this Bob? And he's just like, yeah. And it's just like, well, this is Ernest from Electric Fireplace Direct USA.com. Did you order this product? He's like, yeah. Is everything okay? I was just like, yeah, everything's fine. You know, we're just checking up on the order, making sure everything's good, making sure you're good. We're going to get this processed here pretty soon for you. It'll be at your doorstep, very, very quickly. He was just like, okay. And then we just hung up.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
And I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's a complete stranger just purchased something for me or from me. It was just out of control. I was like, okay, this is pretty awesome.
That's mad. I mean, but a great story as well. And then from there, it just snowballed, did it? It just kind of...
Yeah, so one of the things we didn't touch base on yet is the fact that I developed the concept, which I didn't know was going to be like a new industry format of how to do everything, which is called high ticket e-com, right? So all high ticket e-com is specifically focused on higher priced products. Because the funny thing is, most people don't realize this, is that there's a lot of people that go online and shop to purchase, you know, higher priced products. And most likely you've probably done that in some way, shape, or form too, but you didn't realize that you were maybe purchasing from like an online store. You maybe thought you were just, you know, ordering from like, you know, a site that's just been around for like years and years and years, if they're optimized effectively, right? But the short version was that I kind of questioned the narrative of, because when you go look up, especially if you put in dropshipping on like YouTube or Facebook or wherever your resource is, you're going to see a lot of people pushing the narrative of like small trinket products, winning products, you know, finding little gadgets or widgets or like, you know, out of the box type things and looking to scale and sell those. And I just sat down and I was just like, well, in order to get to like my goal of like, you know, my first initial like big target, I think for quite a few people is like, hey, if I want to get to $1 million a year, what would that look like? Right. So I'm disciplined enough to be realistic, and humble enough to understand that when I don't know something or something could potentially be better, I'm willing to do it better. And so I was like, all right, if I wanted to get to $1 million, if I was selling $10 products like everybody else is talking about, I would have to sell 100,000 units. Now, I don't even know how to do advertising yet, but that sounds like a lot, right? And then I was like, all right, if I focused on $100 products, I would have to sell still 10,000 units. But I was like, if I focused on $1,000 products, I would only have to sell 1,000 of those. And I was like, man, that's only like a couple a week. I was like, that sounds more than like thousands a week. I was like, sign me up for the 1,000, okay? And so, and the great thing is that there's a lot of tools and resources that are out here that'll publicly tell you that information. You just have to know the tools and know that they exist, and also know how to actually read the data for you to be able to get the insight. So I started, you know, using different tools to give me that. And then I was just like, wow, like, holy smokes. Like, there are people that are literally, like, there's like 200,000 people out here looking for an electric fireplace. And those have an average price point of $800 to $1,000. And then there's even other models when you get to like the 60, 72 inch that would be more in like a commercial building or something like that. Those can range up to $4,000 to $5,000. I mean, if I sold four of those a month, I'd be pretty good, right? Again, the math is just simple math. I'm like, again, in order to get to the goals, like if I could do the, because the funny thing is when you look at all the work and you like, and I've said this on stage in front of the biggest people in the world, right? I've spoken beside Gary Vaynerchuk. I've spoken beside the CEO of Shopify. I've spoken beside the Ezra Firestones, you know, people with the $8-figure, $9-figure, $1 billion companies. And no one's ever came back and said, nope, he's wrong. That's incorrect, right? And it's because it's real simple. It takes literally the same energy, time, and effort to sell a $20 product as it does a $2,000 product, literally. So you break down the workload, like you have to do the same thing for both products to get sold. You have to build a brand. You got to build a website. You got to optimize the website. You got to learn a little bit about marketing. You got to learn a little about advertising. You got to learn a little bit about branding. Like you have to do and acquire those skill sets and do those things no matter what. The only difference is you're going to make more money per transaction when you decide to focus on $2,000 products than $20 products. It's just what it is. So, yeah.
I think a lot of people as well maybe think that drop shipping or e-commerce is either too risky or too difficult. Is that right or wrong?
So I would say it's right only when you don't know anything, right? Like people could say going to college is risky because there's no guarantee that you can even get a job after college. Like when you pay your $100,000, $50,000, whatever it is, tuition, they don't give you a guarantee at the end of the duration of your schooling. They say you have the education, now you got to go to the marketplace and put it to work. You've got to go find yourself. Like, they don't even set you up with a job. Like, you don't get a package. Like, you're not sold a package when you go to school. You are sold an information bundle, right? This is the first time I've ever even said this way. So this is kind of cool, right? Like, because you literally are. You're sold a bundle of information. Hey, we're going to teach you a little about this. We're going to teach you a little bit about that. Even though you have nothing to do with art and you're going for a law degree, you got to learn some art, right? It's going to be stuff in there that don't even make sense. And so you're not guaranteed anything over there. So in that regards,
hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
Like, yeah, it could sound like it's challenging. Yeah, it could sound like it's risky or things of that nature, but there's a risk in anything that you do in life. You know, similar to my situation, being a super high top performer, there was no guarantee that I was even going to be able to stay at that company, right? Even in a government type job, you're not guaranteed to keep that. Like, the agency could downsize. The agency could go on a hiring freeze. Like, the agency could potentially demote you. Like, you're not guaranteed to keep that job just because you got it, right? So when you look at it from that lens, there's no guarantees with anything, right? But the uniqueness, especially from the standpoint where I come from, is that there are systematic processes that you can follow and systems that will allow you to be able to get closer to actually achieving that goal, as well as the risk mitigation. So when you talk about like risk, like what's the risk? Well, when done right, and essentially, let's say, for example, from a ordering process, right? You got to order from your site, $2,000. Well, what's the risk on the other side of that? Well, because you actually, this is the only process, methodology, and strategy that I teach, is having relationships with real brands, because you're going to have contractual agreements. Unfortunately, that fly-by-night overseas company that you talk to, they ain't got no honor system in place. So you can send that purchase order in and they can ghost you. They can disappear. The product could potentially get lost in transit. And in that regard, you are 100% liable in that situation because you even took that person's money, right? But if you have a domestic relationship with the brand and they don't fulfill on that, at least there's going to be some legal loss. And again, whether you're over in the Philippines, whether you're over in the UK, Germany, doesn't matter. When you have that domestic relationship, there is a legal honoring process that is in place for you to escalate that if needed, right?
For anybody who's thinking maybe of starting a drop shipping business, what advice would you give them?
So the number one advice is the riches are in the niches, right? And that is symbiotic across the internet marketing world in general, but genuinely it's extremely true just in business. It's much more simpler to attract the customer when you're focused in on the ideal person or prospect that you're looking to serve. I don't need the whole trillion, billions. Like, I don't need that, right? If I could just get 0.00001% of that, I'll be doing all right. Like, so I'm cool with the smooth, like, you know, 3 million, 5 million, working myself to 10 million. Like, 10 million, that's okay, right? Like, even still, like, that's so small in the margin of, like, what exists. So, like, don't think that there's just, you know, an overwhelming, like, you know, process of, like, getting this whole thing started. Like, if you think of, like, man, it, like, for me, it was, like, out of the 200,000 people for electric fireplaces, for example, I was like, I'm pretty sure I could sell 10.
Yeah.
I don't need all 200,000 transactions per month, right?
Yeah.
But if I just sold 10 per month and the AOV, average order value, is $1,000 per transaction, that's 10 grand a month. That's pretty decent, right? At the fulfillment costs, acquisition costs, wholesale, shipping, all that stuff, average margin is like 30%. So I was like, okay, so I could be making $3,000 a month. Again, those transactions are happening without me. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could sell 3 a week, right? 2.5 a week, just 2, then 3, 2 more, then 3, right? So when you look at it like that, the average, I can't remember the exact number of a single person. Like, the average single person, I think, in the U.S. is roughly around, like, $35,000 per year. So it's just like, I could make a full-time income just on my laptop, just having 3 transactions a week.
And you can do this from anywhere in the world, and it's scalable, and so
yeah. It's completely scalable. You can do it anywhere in the world. You know, when I've traveled globally around the world, business never skipped a beat. Like, transactions will be happening 2 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. You're rolling over, you know, looking at your phone. Like, sale just came through the other day for like $2,000. It was like $400 profit that we made on that transaction. It came in at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm sleeping, kids about to get ready to go to school, and, like, you know, at 7 o'clock, and we got people buying $2,000 products, right? So it's like, really truly a business that you could set up and systematize to really make money while you sleep, right? Like, truly, because again, the internet doesn't turn off, and you don't have to. When you learn how to do the advertising piece, you know, your ads are up all the time, like, constantly, all day. So, like, you're not trading your time to generate that revenue. And then when you start really getting good at your business specifically, you can start to hire people to run that. So legitimately, and I'm the type of person, to be honest, like, I'm not trying to, like, say, like, oh, you're going to be on the beach, you know, sipping margaritas and just hanging out all over the world, stuff like that. Like, no, it's some work involved, mainly because you have to develop new skill sets. Because you don't have the skill sets, you can't necessarily just jump into it. And even if, like, for example, you're someone that's really good at advertising, you ain't got no business skill sets yet. Like, you don't know about operations. You don't know about fulfillment. You don't know about, you know, purchase orders and things of that capacity. You know about advertising, but those, you got other business skill sets that you have to acquire, right? So the ultimate thing, though, is that once you start to build a team, you start hiring a few, let's say, virtual assistants, you could then have them run the day-to-day operations. So genuinely, like, I work maybe an hour in the business, and the only reason I say maybe is because I now have a team managing the team, so I don't do any of the payroll or anything of that nature at this point. So that was the only reason I used to check in like a year or two ago. But then now I have someone handling all that stuff, like human resources. And so I only have to do that now. So it's just like checking in on the team. Hey, is everything all good? So forth and so on. But, you know, like, my main business I launched again almost 10 years ago. That business is doing $500,000 a year consistently without me.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
Like, without me being involved in any of the day-to-day operations, it's just humming along. And once again, being clear about it is because there's a team, there's systems and processes that's in place that allows the business to operate. And it's no different than when you go to any type of, like, business that's, again, has more of a bigger presence. It's like, if you go to an Apple here in the USA, you go to an Apple that's over in Barcelona, it's going to be the same exact products. They're probably going to ask you the same exact questions. They're going to guide you the same exact way. And it's like, well, why is that? Because Apple has a system. They have a retail system that works. They have a retail system of attracting traffic to their location to then generate sales, right? Success is a system. And so when you start to develop your own systems and processes and put those in place, that is what allows the business to be successful and to be sustainable, is because of those different mechanisms, right? Now, again, also because we have the other mechanisms in place with our fulfillment process, that also is what leads and allows for the sustainability, even during a global pandemic, even during a recession, because we have systems and processes in place.
Congratulations, Ernest, on all your amazing success with this. My question next is going to be, when can we expect you to be blasting off into space?
I'm not sure, man. It's on the to-do list, you know, at some point. But man, I'm excited. I'm just really excited just to see more people, you know, go out here and be able to get more of the piece of the pie that's out here and change their trajectory of what they're looking to do in life. Because, I mean, literally, we're at a stage of so much, you know, opportunity being available on hand. Again, you don't have to like look at like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. It's like, oh my gosh, there's so much opportunity. Like, you know, you just have to figure out like which of, you know, the markets and niches and stuff it is that you want to serve, and just serve it at the highest velocity possible.
And if we rewind right to the very beginning of our conversation, you mentioned that just before you were 24, you had your dream job. You were really climbing up that corporate ladder. That was who you were at that time, Ernest. Yep. Would you go back to that now?
Oh, absolutely not. Like, I mean, it's more of like the freedom, because like it was like I really, at that particular time, I sold myself to the job, right? Yeah, yeah. Meaning that every single day, I mean, 7 days a week. It wasn't like five. It was like 7 days a week, because it's like, well, how do you get so much, you know, growth and success in the corporate world if like you're 23 years old? Well, it's because like I'm working 100 hours a week, and I'm literally like legitimately flat out outworking everyone, like everyone in the company. Like if you're thinking about giving somebody a raise, like it'd be like, oh, man, like that dude Ernest, like he's on it. Like, I mean, like we got to promote him. Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it got to the point where when the company was seeing growth, it was like, who's the most qualified person to, you know, take on this project or fly to this area to like, you know, improve it or fix it or launch this new product for one of our, you know, partners that we have? It's like, well, I mean, Ernest is like the only one that's got the numbers that he's got. Like, cause I even in the corporate side, I learned a little bit about building systems. I didn't realize they were systems at the time, but I was building systems specifically to help improve my roles as I was going to these different markets and things of that nature, and I didn't even realize it. Because I was just trying to figure out ways to just do my job better, but I didn't realize that I was creating systems, because the stuff that worked in like Boston, Massachusetts also worked in Indian Head, South Carolina. And yeah, it also yeah. worked in, you know, Tyson's Corner, Virginia. So it was just like, oh, those are the systems I was doing back there. I didn't realize that. So yeah,
and you were going flat out at that time. So I guess everything else in your life kind of took a back seat. But of course,
oh yeah, I mean, to like straight to the point, everything took a back seat. I mean, to give you the clearest example of like how bad it was, is that when my first two kids were born, I was in the hospital on conference calls.
Right, yeah.
Like she's delivering babies, like giving birth. And I'm just like, hey, y'all send that P&L in? Did we get that inventory order for that store, on Main Street? Right? And I'm like sitting there like, hey, oh, the baby. So yeah, it was bad. I mean, no one should be doing that, right? Like that was just like stupid. If I could go back and smack that Ernest, it'd be like, hey, dummy, focus on like the family and what's going on in life. This whole job isn't worth it. In a sense of like, slaving away at that level, right? They should be able to give you some peace of mind when your kids are born, right? So yeah, man, I would definitely not go back to that state. And also, I'm able to make just much greater of an impact. I mean, literally, personally, like document. I've helped over 25 people become millionaires through e-commerce, right? Like I've helped over 100 people generate over $100,000. With their e-commerce stores, like documented, right?
Amazing,
So, to be able to like really make impacts on families and, change people's lives and trajectories of where they were going, as a result of me, helping them build something of true value. I mean, I was just on a training last week and I had one of my clients, she was on there just kind of sharing like her experience and stuff. And she's like, oh yeah, by the way, I just sold one of my e-com stores. Cause that's the difference about how we structure e-com. When you build the business, it also starts to develop a valuation that you can sell at an important time, but we ain't got enough time to cover that. But short version is she's like, yeah, I just sold my business. I just quit my job. And I'm just like, wait, what? Right? Like we're on a call like live. I'm just like, man, I had no idea you quit your job. You didn't even tell me. Right? So we got people retiring. Like I'm getting like updates of retirements and stuff like that randomly from people that like gone through our coaching programs and stuff. So it's just, really amazing to know like every single day that, someone's life is being better as a result of me being the best version of me. So
Of anybody who wants a slice of this pie, as you said earlier, how do they find out more about you? Where should they go to learn more about this?
yeah, the easiest place to get connected with me is just going to like my personal site, which is ErnestEpps.com, which is ErnestEpps.com. So ErnestEpps.com, and then it's Ernest Epps on any major social media platform. So whether it's like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever your place is to be social, Ernest is out there being social with you, right?
Hey, listen, thank you so much for the chat today. Really, really enjoyed it. And congratulations again on your huge success. Ernest Epps, thank you.
No problem.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here again on behalf of Coach Dave. That is it for this interview. We do hope you enjoyed it and picked up some good tips for your business ventures. We have 50 more such interviews that we are editing and adding to the Academy site to help you. These are just a tiny fraction of the training, tutorials, case studies, and guides you will find for your use within the Academy site. Signing up is free, and there is a private exclusive community you can also join at no cost. Lastly, don't forget the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. You can gain full access to all the resources and also earn a bump in affiliate commissions as a paid member. Depending on the plan selected, it can cost as little as $6 a month. Unbelievable. Take action and change your life. Okay, Adam out. Coach Dave and I will see you on the inside.